Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of November 11th in News on the Edge. As far as our local news, actually local, regional, national, the 2024 elections have concluded. We are a very blue city. St. Pete is a very blue city in a purple county in a light red state. And just letting folks know if they have emotions about the results, my main advice to folks is work through them with thoughtful discussions and get active. So exercise, do some nonprofit work, dive into a hobby, join a group that, you know, fights for your values and what you want our society to become. So I'm just so proud of our area. I love our local officials and all of those that got won elections and what we're going to do here locally. So I'm really focused on that. Events that are coming up in the Edge and nearby, November 13th is the Good Burger Awards at the Floridian Social. And we've got a couple dozen Edge Business District Association businesses that were nominated that will be winning awards. And they're doing some special awards also for those that helped with the hurricane recovery. November 13th and 14th, daytime is the Amplify Women's Summit at Coastal Creative. Again, many of our Edge businesses are involved in that, either speaking or vending or attending that awesome event. November 15th, the Zubrick Holiday Spectacular begins. And boy, do we need some kind of holiday fun and holiday excitement. So check them out. They regularly sell out those weekend shows. So go to Zubrick Magic Theater, get some tickets, bring some friends. St. Pete Run Fest, coming up this weekend, November 16th and 17th, and they're going to be running through the Edge. It's a morning run, so everything should conclude in the Edge District around 9:30. But if you want to come and check everything out, definitely park on Baum or First Avenue North or into some surrounding neighborhoods or take the Sunrunner in, bike in. But traffic will be somewhat limited that morning on Central Avenue. November 18th. From 6:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. is the Community Cultivators at Grassroots. And it's really how to support our local hospitality workers and industry. So that's November 18th. November 23rd, the Mezzo Market is back from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. So perfect time to start getting your shopping on. And I always tell folks, come visit those makers. There's over 125 local makers at the market. Visit our brick and mortars at the same time. Great day to be out. I'm predicting fantastic weather. November 27th, somebody told me it's called Drinksgiving. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and the Edge is going to be a big party with all of our restaurants and bars open. Fun night to come out before you have the next day with family. And speaking of Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, Ferg's is going to be open. So if you are looking for a spot to go before, during, or after Thanksgiving, Ferg's is your family location to do that. Many galas and fundraisers have been reset because of the storm, so make sure you schedule those and attend on the new dates. Nonprofits are such a main ingredient of the St. Pete spirit and need our support more than ever, with many of them losing an entire month of fundraising in an already tight industry. Open now, some of our new businesses in the district. Floyd's 99 Barbershop, check them out, doing awesome cuts. I just have people like every day coming out smiling, looking great. Cafe Copa has got breakfast and lunch now, so check them out at Cafe Copa next to Classic Copa. Coming soon, Bar Mezzo. If you've looked, their outdoor patio area looks amazing with the plants and the gravel and the fencing. That area is almost finished, and they're actually in a soft opening right now. So if you sneak by, don't tell them I let you know about that. But Bar Mezzo, about to be the next shining star in the district. Sweet Green Restaurant and Pure Green Acai Bowls coming very, very soon. So check them out. One Sweet Green next to Enigma. And Pure Green will be over there by the Copa businesses. Last but not least, Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant Bar at Moxie. I just can't wait to get those views, eight stories in the sky about what's going on around the Edge and downtown. And then our public parking garage will be open by Q1 of next year with over 500 parking spaces. So however you want to get to the district, just please join us. Also want to give continuing shout outs to city employees. They are working tirelessly to get St. Pete back to normal after two hurricanes. So please give them a high five or a hug when you see them. For drinks and dining, I brag about it a lot. We have 36 places to eat or drink in the Edge, and there's many more places coming. So soon we'll be over 40 cool places. Like every day you can go somewhere different all month long. Pretty cool. And all very walkable within a few blocks. My little eat segment today is get a slice in the Edge. So whether it's the pizza at Pizza Box, great family-owned and run restaurant. Same thing, Bavaro's family-owned and run. They've got the wood-fired pizzas at both locations. Ferg's has a pizza ATM. So maybe not quite as good as our home bake there at Pizza Box and Bavaro's, but where else are you going to get a pizza at 4 a.m.? And it's actually pretty good. So Ferg's Pizza ATM, they also do flatbreads at Ferg's. Another thing that you can get in a slice is the quesadillas at Red Mesa Mercado and the very, very healthy and yummy avocado toast at Sourdough Co. So lots of cool places to check out, endless menu items. And when you're shopping for the holiday, shop small, shop for the holiday, shop for the community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, and identity. Buy some art for your family. What I like to do is I buy one favorite thing at a cool local spot, and then I include a gift card or certificate for my loved one to shop on their own at that same spot. So that's a cool little thing to do. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org, and you can follow our socials there as well. Take care.